Hey everybody, this is the Jay Yelich Show. This is the kicking off of our new studio that these people have worked so hard at. I'm really excited about that. We've got our first show today, and I'm real excited. This is about Nate. This is about the show of the year for going. You're only doing one show right now, right? One. Yeah, they were doing two. After COVID, you're doing one show right now. So it's just the big Nate show. But this is the Nate show. We're going to talk about what does Nate stand for, who puts it on, and why has it become the largest oil and gas onshore exhibit of the world, right? Is that right? Is that pretty close?
Yeah, it's the world's largest prospect expo.
World's largest prospect expo. Yep. Man, I'll try to get that down before I started asking questions. But first of all, Leanne, if you will tell us something about yourself, let's get a little about you real quick before we start. And Drew, I'll ask you the same thing here in just a minute. Ladies first.
All right, absolutely. Well, I'm Leanne Callahan, and I'm the vice president of AEPL and NAEP. So AEPL is the American Association of Professional Landmen, and AEPL is the managing partner of NAEP. Hmm. And we have three other partners, and so I work for AEPL, but one of my main responsibilities is the NAEP brand, and to make sure NAEP Summit provides the industry service that everyone knows and loves and goes to every year. I started with AEPL as an intern at TCU in 1990. I graduated in 1990, and they offered me the job full-time to stay on. And so I was at the very first NAEP Expo. I was in the planning meetings when everyone thought NAEP and this idea of NAEP wouldn't work. And so it's been such a privilege to see the evolution of NAEP and the innovation that we've put together over the past 30 years and made NAEP what it is today. And we're still expanding and adding new things that we're excited to talk about today.
Oh, wow. That's great. That's great. I didn't know that. I didn't know NAEP has been since 1990. So that's
1993 was the first.
The
NAEP.
First NAEP was 1993. Yes. Wow, and it is. I'm telling you what, if you go there, you can't get through it in a day. I mean, if you're walking and not looking at anything, just keep your head down and don't look at anything, you may be able to walk through it in a day. Other than that, if you're looking at prospects or looking at anything, how many exhibitors are there?
Well, we started in 1993 with about 70 exhibitors.
70 exhibitors.
Yeah, and about 800 people. Yeah. And today we host more than 12,000 people and exhibitors. What, Drew?
We average around anywhere between 700, and some years it can even get to 1,000 exhibiting companies.
Wow, that's unbelievable. Talk about down those aisles. That's unbelievable. But anyway. Thanks, Leanne. Drew, tell me something about yourself.
Drew Gunner, originally from Kansas City, came down here shortly after college. Governor Perry at the time was running ads in the College Station saying, come down to Texas, 2008, bad recession time. But came to Texas with a lot of friends. We just packed up our cars and came down here and just looking for jobs, and we found them.
Wow.
So we're all kind of scattered out, but I was able to find NAEP in about 2013. I was hired on as the international business development. So I worked with a lot of the international countries that come to NAEP to do their leasing rounds. And then we had a minor restructuring, and Leanne promoted me to ops manager, and then she promoted me to my current position, which is director of NAEP. So I really look over the events, everything from helping generate prospects to helping select speakers to what kind of chicken we serve on at lunch on Thursday.
Wow.
So it's a little bit of everything. So you never know what you're going to be dealing with on any certain day, which is a complete blast.
Right.
Really proud to be part of the industry and like how it's evolved, and just like to be in that center point where we get to launch a lot of new stuff every single year at NAEP.
Yeah, that's great. What's the biggest surprise? There was a guy that had the water fountain or something, or he had the guy fishing in the tank one time.
Yeah,
Scott Noble. He had that thing.
Yeah.
We're doing that, and there's other things. What's the craziest? I'm sorry, we're gonna get back on track in just a minute. But as anybody knows that's been or listened to the Jay Young Show, I'll kind of get off track with my ADD a little bit. Is there anything else?
Well, I'm not sure if this is crazy, but it was really popular when Noble Royalties brought the little monkeys, you know, into their.
That's right.
You know, we'll talk a bit a little bit later about our charities, and we do support military charities, and we usually have a booth, and they bring, you know, we support the dogs for, you know, military people, and so people like that. So anything animal related, everyone seems to love that.
Right.
But, it does seem to go animal related.
Really, to me, the biggest surprise is to watch, like I said, in 1993, literally was little booths with maps on the wall. And at Nate now at Summit, you still have small mom and pops with the maps on the wall that have prospects for sale. You know, right. Prospect generators are what we value, and we love our prospect generators. But next door, you might have a huge double-decker, you know, huge booth with the staircase and everything. Yeah. So it's really cool for me to just see that you have everybody that's an industry player at NAEP.
Right. That's neat. I like that.
I think the craziness really happens like a month before the show. Hmm. It's the people who have kind of waited to the last minute, and now they're asking permission to do things that they don't think they're going to be able to do. So one day I had a phone call, and it started out like this. I got a call from one of our decorators telling me carpet prices are going to go up because, you know, we carpet 400,000 square feet of space. It's, you know, the most carpet you've ever seen in your life.
Oh, my goodness.
So, I mean, when it goes up 5 cents, it can be significant.
Mm-hmm.
And then my next call, and then we had a BD rep come in and ask if someone could bring a hawk in. So I was like, okay. And then my next, and then a call waiting was the ambassador of Greece calling from New York because they wanted to bring their leasing round to NAEP, and they missed deadlines. Print deadlines.
Oh, wow.
So I went from talking to Joe's carpet to a hawk expert to the consulate general of Greece.
It's
like there's no job where you could do all those three things in one day.
Oh, my gosh.
And we did last year. We had an exhibitor who thought about bringing a wrestling ring in.
Yeah.
And to bring in some, you know, well-known wrestlers. To their booth. That didn't pan out, but that was another phone call, Drew.
This year, right?
Yeah, definitely could be this year.
You never know what's going to happen.
We never know who's going to get the belt this year.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. That's awesome. But tell me about, you know, during the pandemic, and, I mean, did it wipe it out totally? I mean, how strong were you before, and how did that affect?
And I'll let Drew jump in. But you know what? In 2020, I will say, I always like to tell the team, you know, we have favor. We were so blessed that we were able to have our show in February of 2020. We got a call, you know, we got several calls of, you know, oh, there's this thing called COVID. You know, what are y'all planning for? And Drew's like, well, we'll put some extra sanitizers out. I mean, literally.
We'll wash our hands.
There you go. Because,
you know, no one knew the extent of it.
Exactly.
We literally had our show in mid-February, and then, you know, what happened in March, and the world completely stopped.
Wow.
And so we were scheduled to have our summer show that August, and so we quickly pivoted in March, and we built a virtual NAEP for summer, and it was called NAEP Network, and it really was nice. We were still able to have our business conference. Everything was virtual. We had Carl Rove, and we just did it in the studio over in Las Colinas, and so we were at least able to stay in connection with our clients and customers, and then we had planned to have February 2021. Well, there was a resurgence of the virus, and so we had to postpone that 2021 to August, and so it kind of replaced our summer NAEP, and we had Big Summit in August, and it was very successful. You know, we had, I think, more than 4,000 people. And then 6 months later, we were back on track with our regular NAEP in 2022.
Yeah.
So,
wow.
So we never missed
so we never
a
missed.
Year. Yeah. And, you know, honestly, there's no credit that goes to us as organizers. It was the credit of the attendees and the exhibitors.
And the support.
Yeah, long-time sponsors that we have that were just like, yeah, this is important to us. We're going to come out and come to this no matter what.
Well,
and it was important for us to, you know, being like, hey, if we don't start this up again, when are we going to start this up?
Right.
So we're like, we have to start it up at, you know, use our dates, but we have to start NAEP again. Because a lot of events, they didn't start again. They just kept postponing until it was over.
Wow.
And I will say that when we had that August show in 2021, you know, we had several exhibitors, you know, thank us. Grant Johnson with Lone Star Production, you know, he sent a note, you know, thank you for helping us be able to do business the way we like to do business.
Right.
And so, you know, again, it was a blessing that we didn't have to just totally stop the NAEP train.
Right.
And
it was good. I enjoyed that. I was going through that, too.
And it wasn't like we were insensitive to COVID and stuff. We did a lot of things. We social distanced it. We put out masks. We did everything we could for people to be safe. We even did have, you know, we even worked with CVS Pharmacy to come in and give vaccinations to people who wanted it at the time.
Wow.
So, you know, we turned into one of the biggest vaccination centers for the city of Houston for those 2 days because we were bringing in thousands of people and, you know, giving this for free. We even gave flu shots to people, too.
Yeah, free flu shots.
Yeah. So it's kind of made it, made lemonade on that one.
Yeah. Good.
And then through all of that, you know, we worked with our NAEP Operators Committee, who is made up of, you know, industry leaders and influencers, you know, that help guide us and, you know, of what's happening in the industry. You know, it's the landmen, they're professional, the E&P companies, and they kind of help us, like, what's going on, what's the pulse. And so we worked with them and, you know, looking at this as not an energy transition, you know, after COVID, more as an expansion.
Right.
So with that, when we jumped back in 2021 in August, we introduced our renewables energy pavilion. So again, we got kind of a pushback from, you know, some people, you know, thinking, oh, you know, this is all about oil and gas. But we were like, no, but we want to be a part of the future. And it's about all sources of energy.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, you know, our mainstay, our oil and gas prospects. But bringing in the renewable energy pavilion helped us expand our reach. And now beyond that, we've got a couple of other new pavilions, which we're now calling hubs, that even expand NAEP into other sectors. And I'll let Drew kind of jump in on that.
Yeah, you know, we're trying to really, you know, facilitate, you know, kind of a new vertical every single year. So last year, we did the Bitcoin mining pavilion hub now, and that was with the Texas Blockchain Council. And it's really, you know, off-grid mining for Bitcoin, carbon captures. They're doing a lot of great stuff in West Texas. So we figured there's no better place to have that included in NAEP when people are bringing, you know, the upstream of upstream. Because, you know, a lot of these miners, you know, they're having big troubles because you go on to an existing project and stuff. You don't want to open up the contracts. You don't want to do any of that stuff. So we figured that NAEP is the first time where Bitcoin mining can be put in the pre-planning area and stuff.
Okay.
So when those projects are being shown and, you know, the geologists, geoscientists, you know, the land professionals are packaging those deals and stuff, they can put Bitcoin mining as a carbon capture option onto those projects before they're even drilled, any lease agreements, anything have been taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
So that was great to bring that in, and it's been hugely successful. And it's also nice for us to educate our portion of the industry about this option for them. So as they're looking for future projects, they can say, hey, this is something we also should incorporate into our future projects, which is great for us. And it's also great for that industry that's, you know, in its infancy,
mm-hmm.
it's trying to get traction in all industries. So that was very fun to see. And we'll also be bringing that back for 24 NAPE. And then in 24, one thing we're super excited about is Mineral Royalties Hub. They will incorporate that into the Prospect brand. And it will bring a lot of education, but also to a lot of people that are looking to sell minerals and royalties at NAPE for the first time.
Well,
so we're super excited about getting more incorporated into that industry at NAPE too, because it's such, you know, it's so popular right now.
Yeah. Well, the royalties has really gained a lot of, we did royalties years ago. But it was just such a small business. But then people started, you know, it's such a big business now, and it's something that, you know, a lot of big companies look at and fund themselves. And I mean, I somebody asked me the other day something about Oaktree. Oaktree called them. Oaktree, who's this private equity company out of Los Angeles, who loans money, and I mean, they're private equity and they're all this. They called them, or they sent him a letter and said, hey, do you want to sell your royalties? He's got royalties in the Barnett Shell, and he goes, I can't believe they're calling me and asking me if I want to sell our royalties in the Barnett Shell. Everybody seems to be getting in it.
Yep.
Maybe it's too late. Maybe it's not. I don't know.
Never too late.
Never too late about royalties. Everybody loves royalties. Everybody loves that check. You know, so everybody loves that monthly revenue check. No, that's for sure. So during NAPE, when y'all had all these problems and challenges, who owns NAPE? Is there anybody particular own it? Is it a nonprofit? How's the money work? How much money is there?
Oh, okay.
Can I ask five more questions before I? No. Okay. I'm good at that. All
right. Question one. Yeah. Who owns NAPE? Well, NAPE is a limited partnership.
Okay.
AEPL is the managing partner, and then our other partners are IPAA, the Independent Petroleum Association of America, AAPG, American Association of Petroleum Geologists, and SEG, the Society of Exploration Geophysicists.
Okay.
And so
geologists, geophysicists, and landmen.
Yeah. Okay. And IPAA representing the EMPs.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a great partnership. It brings in all the disciplines. You know, NAPE's all about deal making. So there's all of your sectors, you know, put together to get deals done.
Right.
And then we brought in capital markets people. But so, with that said, so NAPE is brought to you by all four of those non-for-profit organizations.
Mm-hmm.
So all monies derived from NAPE goes directly back to each of those associations to benefit the industry through, you know, advocacy, education, you know, the things that IPAA does up in Washington for the industry. So at the end of the day, the last day, after we give away the vehicle at the sweepstakes at NAPE.
There you go. You too.
The bottom,
could be a winner.
That's right. The bottom line is whatever is the net profit from NAPE goes back to these not-for-profit organizations. So NAPE starts at a zero balance every year.
Oh, wow.
So we start at zero to try to get it going, yeah.
Which is nice.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's good for, you know, when attendees and exhibitors and sponsors need to think, too, is that, you know, okay, I'm putting, you know, let's say you're a sponsor, and you're like, okay, well, it's a cost and everything like that. But one thing is nice is that we're going to take all that money and we're going to give it right back to you.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what really fuels a lot of the work that a lot of non-profits do.
Right.
You know, making your jobs easier and stuff, making sure that, you know, bills and right-of-ways and everything go your way.
Mm-hmm.
So it's great to work on something that we actually give it back to the industry at the end of the day.
That's great.
And we hope that our participants, such as you as a sponsor, find it worthwhile. Wow. I mean, we hope you get your deals done.
Oh, yeah. Right? Absolutely. I mean, there's a lot of deals that we've done. I don't know if we're ready for that part of the deal or not, where I could talk about things that, I mean, the good news is, or some of the good stuff is that we have a booth at NAPE. We have a booth at NAPE where we have all these people that come by. The good news, that's the good news. Bad news is when people want to come by and sell you something, and I want to talk to somebody way over there, but this guy keeps talking to me about trying to buy his deal. I have zero interest, but I can't tell him no and just walk away, so. Maybe I need to learn how to do that. But
I mean, I don't know. That's the, you know, I hear that a lot on NAPE and stuff.
Yeah.
It's, you know, it's the blessing and curse. I mean, it's a free trade. It's a, you know, it's a marketplace. You're
right.
Out there.
Right.
Marketplace.
Yeah. And a lot of people, too, are going to come to gain access, you know, to people at your level to be able to talk. And that's one of the the beauties of NAEP, and it's one of the things you kind of have to put yourself out there for 48 hours and be on display to the industry.
Yeah.
Kind of has that town hall feeling too,
yeah.
where, you know, they may not be able to come here and gain access to you in your office, but they'll wait for you in your booth.
Yeah. They always look around the corner. Maybe I can have the Jay Young Show here next time, man.
Maybe you get the Jay Young Show at NAEP.
Man, I know. Why not?
Yeah,
you should.
There's all kinds of possibilities. Yeah. Why not? I did think about that at one time. I did think about that I could interview people like you or like other people in the industry and people that.
100%.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do it.
Interview everybody.
Get everybody.
Yeah. Get different aspects on the business and what's going on. And what's the big thing this year? What is it, the Bitcoin mining or the. What's the big driver this year? Is there anything in particular you're going to advertise that everybody's – what's the hot topic this year for NAEP?
I think it's going to be the mineral royalties hub. That's the new element. I mean, we try to, for lack of a better word, it's, you know, NAEP's like the State Fair or Disneyland or Disney World. You have to bring a new attraction every single year.
Yeah.
And that's what we try to do. We try to bring something new to the industry every year to
highlight. The Jay Young Show.
The Jay Young Show.
Yeah. That absolutely. Could be right underneath royalties.
Just right underneath the Jay Young Show. Top billing. Brought to you by the Jay Young
Show. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Man, that sounds awesome.
Well,
you're going somewhere.
There are a couple of other things I'm also excited about. And number one, I'm excited because, you know, in 2023, the energy was so great. I mean, people are really getting back to business and, you know, and I just think the excitement is going to be even better for this mm-hmm. year, for 2024. We're bringing back our governor's panel, which was very successful and very popular. It was part of our energy business conference. So you can get a lot of education at NAEP as well. I mean,
I don't think I got my invitation for that. From the governor's panel. No, I didn't get my invitation for that, but
I'm inviting you right now. every year we also have our charities luncheon that is very special. So that's another thing that NAEP and really the industry does is mm-hmm. we host the NAEP Expo Charities Fund luncheon. And over the past decade, we've raised more than $5 million for military veterans.
Wow.
And 100% of the donations for the charities goes to military charities. We select three each year,
mm-hmm.
and they receive all of the money that's raised for that year for the charities. And we have a big luncheon and usually, you know, high profile speaker. We've had George Bush, mm-hmm. we've had George and Laura together. We've had Colin Powell,
mm-hmm.
and the list goes on and on. Well, we're going to kind of flip the script like we talked about before
yeah.
and do it a little different.
Have Grant Johnson speak. No, I was just kidding. I love Grant. I think he's a great guy.
Oh yeah. He's awesome. And what we're going to do is, one of the things that the charities luncheon, you know, we would have a lot of sponsors for it, but it also took people off the trade show floor. You know, and Thursday, people are wanting to do business. As you mm-hmm. said, it's hard enough to get through all of the exhibitors and talk with everyone in a day and a half, much less if you, you know, are at a luncheon for a couple of hours. So what we've decided to do, which we're really excited about, is move the luncheon and instead we will present our charities, their awards during our governor's panel.
Mm-hmm.
And then we are going to have, this is on Wednesday, we're going to have a charities reception with a well-known singer or entertainer, which that's yet to be announced. And we'll let you know, and you can announce it on the Jay Young
Show. There you go. Hey, man, you heard it first.
Yeah, and so that's what we're going to do for the charities. And we feel like that's going to bring in more a younger crowd, somebody possibly new people to learn about our charities
mm-hmm.
Arm of NAEP.
That's great. That's
and
a great
so
idea.
We're really excited about that.
That's a great idea. I mean, because that maybe I'm not the only one that didn't want to go to that luncheon because I'd have to sit there for so long during the middle of the day. If I fly in that morning, I fly out that night,
yeah.
I've only got a certain amount of time.
Exactly.
And I'm like, man, okay, so I don't want to sit in the lunch for an hour, 2 hours or something.
Exactly.
Not that it isn't important, but still like, okay.
Yeah. You want to spend that time in your booth and,
yeah.
and you know, doing your business, making your rounds.
Up yep. down these aisles.
Walking through there.
I'll sit yep. there and literally get my NAEP, you know, brochure, and I'll go, all right, now, who are these people that I want to go see?
Yeah.
And I'd write them down, and I may have 10 or 15 of them But I'd go, okay, I want to make sure I go see this because this guy's got a Permian deal that I'm very interested in and want to make sure that I scratch him off the list. And then I got this guy, and I got this guy. And, and I will. I'll just look at it, and I'll go run right over there.
No, the shield guide's important. I mean, I know that there's always a line every single year. There's always one guy that's there, like, Sunday afternoon. But we're not even open. We're starting to set up. And he's like, hey, can I get that show guide?
Right.
Because he wants to plan his day.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
They want to plan it out. Yeah.
I love that. I mean, I do that. And I mean, every year I get my, I go through the line, you know, and I'm an exhibitor, so I get to cut through some of it. But then I get the deal and I go over there and sit down and I go, okay, now I'm going to sit here and write down everybody I want to go see first before I do anything else. Because if I don't, then. So can we see, can we get that earlier or something? Or how can we get that?
Yeah, we'll get it to you earlier.
Okay, okay. Yeah. Just me? Because of the Jay Young Show? Or something? Okay.
The Jay Young Show.
You'll have the head start.
There you go. I need that head start. That's all.
No, that's important, too. And I think that that's thing is that we have so many things and we have so many events at NAEP. Because, you know, it's starting on Tuesday. We have AIEN, which is our international folks are coming in early to get education. And then, you know, and then Wednesday we go into the business conference. And then we run the case study with TCU now, which is the biggest case study in the United States right now, which is a $40,000
case
prize.
Study. What is that?
It's an
Go Frogs, by the way. Other than that, what's case study?
So we partner with TCU to do an energy innovation case study competition. So it's a competition among universities, and they get a case. They come in that morning. Mm. They are presented a case. And they have to come up with a solution. And we have, you know, judges from industry and academia. And then there's a $40,000 prize for the winners. And that money goes directly to the students. So it's very exciting.
Wow.
The AAPL Educational Foundation, so I want to give AAPL a shout out for this. So they put up the $40,000 in prize money. And last year the University of Chicago booth.
Yeah, won. They won it. Yeah,
wow.
TCU has been a winner. UT has been a winner. You know, SMU always does well. Participates. You know, we have all. You know, OU. We have all a very.
I have a lot of universities participating. Yeah,
I
think we average around 40
that we implemented about 3 years ago, and it's been great.
That's good.
And I'm telling you the. Future of our industry, it's in good hands with these folks. I mean, I've watched some of their presentations and I'm blown away by these students. It's really exciting.
That's good because you're, I mean, a lot of times, we've said this for 20 years, right? That a lot of the older people are staying in the old business, but there's no younger people going into the business. So you are, I guess, being more...
kind of cultivating that
because man,
but then also on that Wednesday we also do a job fair which we've been doing around 5 years now, so if you know, if you get a booth at NAEP and stuff, you're automatically eligible for a free job fair booth. So usually, you know, we have anywhere from, you know, 20 to 25 companies that come out there and bring their HR departments, and then they do hiring at NAEP. And as long as you have a NAEP registration, you can come in. So we get a lot of students, but then we get a lot of people mid-career that come and take advantage of that as well. So that's definitely a different element. And these are kind of the elements leading up to NAEP. But, you know, to the original point is that it's the North American Prospect Expo. So, you know, our focus is always on generation prospects and stuff. So usually, you know, in the show guide, we have around 300 prospects listed. Doesn't mean that there's 300 there. There's usually a lot more because some people have different strategies. They like to list with us, but then some just like to take their booth and show it right there in their booth and not give anybody any heads up what they have.
And a lot of people, they don't know. They're like, oh, we don't know if we'll be able to bring this to NAEP or not. And so, and then a lot of exhibitors, which I love this, they use NAEP as a sales tool to put pressure on, you know, say they're,
I'm taking it to NAEP. I'm going to take my deal to NAEP.
You know, sign it this week. I'm taking it to NAEP.
And I've heard story after story.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
We got our deal done because we threatened to take it to NAEP.
Yeah. It's a launching point for a lot of people.
A lot of times you see deals at NAEP say sold, or because you've got to make sure that you put your prospect in there. many months before, not many months, but yeah. I'm sure yeah. 30, 40 days before to make sure it's all publicized or in the publications.
People, yeah, I'll see people convert there, but they're like, we sold it, but now we're at NAEP looking for a new deal. So they're looking for a partnership, and they're just like, okay, we're looking, you know, we decided to keep the booth and just we use this booth to generate our next project.
Absolutely. What a tool. What a tool.
It's fun.
Any idea of the biggest deal you've ever done at NAEP or the biggest deal that's ever been done at NAEP? Or?
But, you know, we don't. It's hard to track that stuff because it's, you know.
Nobody's really come out and said, no. Hey, well, we closed a $4 billion.
I've heard of that, especially during the shale boom. Yeah. It was huge.
Oh, I bet. Yeah. I bet. Yeah. Well, it's good about relationships because you may not have done a deal at NAEP or may not do the deal at particular NAEP, and but you do meet people in Houston, and everybody kind of gets together down there in Houston. I mean, number one, but number two is it's about personal relationships. So and that's what I hated about not being able to go to NAEP for a couple of years is because even though I may not be looking to do a deal, at least I go down there to see people. Mm-hmm. You know, it's my goodness. I mean, I haven't seen these people in a year, obviously, but you go down there, and it was maybe twice. I don't know if you ever or you are talking about coming back to summer NAEP at some point. I know it was kind of a weaker deal.
Well,
yeah,
because it was Houston and it was summer, but
yeah, and so what we've done on that, we've surveyed our our audience, our target market, and you know there is a segment of players who love summer NAEP because it is it's more of an intimate setting. They have more time, more in-depth conversations.
Yeah.
But it was kind of hard for us to justify two shows that were similar, just one bigger and one smaller. And so what we've done, we pivoted to kind of join in with AAPL. And in October, we have our NAEP Classic Charities Golf Tournament, which is huge and very well received. And we invite all of our sponsors. You are invited to that golf tournament.
Well, thank you.
It's very high end. It's a lot of networking, but we partner with AAPL. And the day before our golf tournament, we are hosting a Women in Energy Institute. And it's open to, of course, men and women and open to all disciplines. We have four tracks, land and legal, technical, leadership, and emerging energies. So we have four tracks filled with wonderful speakers. Our keynote is Vicky Holub. Our luncheon speakers are Nick Deloso, with, of course, CEO of Chesapeake, and then Barbara Bowman, who's the chairman of the board for Devon. And so we have a lot of heavy hitters, but then we have these four tracks that are be kind of really in-depth conversations and education sessions, followed by a reception that brings in our NAEP Classic participants and everyone who's participating in that institute. So this is a new event. It's very exciting. It's being very well received. And we're having it in October. So we're kind of trying to move off those summer months.
August is tough. I mean,
it is
field vacations and
back to school.
Kids and back to school. And
also, too, is that we with the launch of the NAEP magazine, we've kind of done that quarterly journal stuff that kind of fits in the industry as well. So, we have the big show. Doesn't mean that we can't start doing different things too, like the events that we started in October, but then also adding different content where NAEP's, more of an all year presence.
Right.
Yeah. When we launched the NAEP magazine, really it's all about NAEP is not just an expo anymore. It is a brand. And so the NAEP magazine, we're all about connections and relationships, and the NAEP magazine, connects us with our audience, all year long.
Right.
And then we're adding this October event. And another reason we moved to October is our partners, AAPG and SEG, they do their joint annual meeting. They began doing their annual meeting in August. And so, we didn't want to compete with them and our partners. And so we were looking to fall to move to fall anyway, and so it was kind of good timing for us.
Yeah.
That's great. It's What's the one thing that we haven't talked about yet?
A lot.
Yeah.
Let's talk about your NAEP experience. What's your favorite?
It's where it gets done.
Yeah.
My goodness.
I mean,
where do you go?
What's that one thing that you're just like, you know, I do it every single year because of X.
Yeah. You know, relationships, right? Good to see people that, I mean, last year we almost signed a deal. We were right on the spot because I was looking at some deals in East Texas, and all of a sudden, this guy came up and he's like, show me the map. He brought the logs out, you know, and opened up the whole thing.
Oh, that's awesome.
And I was just sitting there looking at it going, oh my gosh, this looks unbelievable. But we weren't spending money there all. So we didn't have only a certain amount of money, and we're spending in Wyoming and also in West Texas. So my East Texas thing kind of, they said, no, we're not spending money. It would cost a lot of money to try that out and all this stuff. So we didn't do it, but it was just amazing. Because, I mean, like last year's NAEP, I mean, we were at the, when you walk in the front door, there we are. Mm-hmm. Right? So a lot of people there obviously saw us, and then they came by with deal after deal and just awesome. Good things that we wanted to see,
nice.
You know. But it was also good because you make different relationships and you see people. And because, you know, you want to do deals with people you know, and people that you trust or know, and that's the great thing about NAEP is that, you know, I love going and just hanging out, walking around the booths, and some of the guys, you know, that I've seen for 20 years or whatever it is out there. And I'm not sure when my first NAEP was, but it was quite a few years ago. You know, I graduated way, way before Leanne did. But I'm not sure when my first NAEP was, but I know it's been a great experience and just something that I look forward to every year. Really, really neat.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned one of the things I think was genius about the concept of NAEP that came out in 1993 was the fact that you're creating a central marketplace for buyers and sellers to come together. So instead of you having to fly out to Wyoming and fly, you know, to Oklahoma City and, you know, drive over to East Texas to show your one deal or to look at those different deals. I mean, you can come to Houston for 2 days and get it all done.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And it just saves you so much money in travel dollars. It's just the value is really, you can't put a value on that.
Yeah.
It's very purposeful.
Well, yeah, for people either, if I have a prospect, I get so many people looking at it. But if also I'm looking at prospects, I can go and look at, we'll say, 300 or 400 prospects.
Yeah.
Not that we have an expertise in all the different basins around the world, but there's if you want to go see the Permian Basin, I mean, in the catalog, there's a Permian Basin.
Yeah.
You'll get all you want, guarantee it, in the Permian Basin or in East Texas or Marcellus or wherever you want. I mean, it's out there for you, so there's that's great. I mean, it's right. I don't know who had the original thought of putting this together, but man, it's a great deal. And there's really not too many people that try to replicate this NAEP, you know, and other shows or
I mean, it's
whatever.
It's hard. I mean, it's very, very hard. And also too is that, you know, one thing that NAEP is, and it kind of goes back to it being more of an industry service, is that our prospect booths, it's cheap. I mean, it's, you know, we give those away at cost, really. So, I mean, we make it where it makes it very easy and cost effective for those people to bring their prospects in.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, the upside of it, and a lot of these people, you know, the smaller shops, that they don't have big marketing or there. So it's kind of, we feel privileged that they come to us every single year and they're like, hey, help us market this to the industry. And we can do it. We can do it for, you know, fractions of cents of what they could possibly get for the deal. So it's fun to see that where, you know, we can really be a service to that community.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's really what sets NAEP apart. It, you know, are the prospects and the E&P companies that come to NAEP.
Yeah.
You don't see that at a lot of other shows or any. I mean,
yeah. Yeah. You really don't.
Yeah. And that's what brings the decision makers as well.
Mm-hmm.
Brings the head of companies like you know, mm-hmm. you're not going to go to other trade shows. You know, you're going to come where there are other CEOs, there are other big players,
right.
You know, and people are serious about getting business done.
Right. Like, the people I think of is the people that are like in West Texas and Midland, and they've been working in the Delaware Basin for 30 years, and they've got all these, you know, files in their in their basement or their whatever they have in their shed or whatever, and they work on prospect year after year. Mm-hmm. But they're not, they're introverted, right? I mean, these people are geologists or engineers, and mm-hmm. they're just, you know, mapping this thing out and trying to figure out where, when, how, yeah. and all that stuff. And then you see them at NAEP. I mean, it's like, you're right, Leanne. I mean, it's like you see this person that's there, and he's got these, you know, got 20 copies of this prospect that he has with this idea that, man, this could be the next big thing.
Yeah, that's very exciting.
And and he's there by himself. He's introverted, but he's like, hey, I got a prospect or something. And people, yeah. I mean, there's, yeah. how many people are walking by his booth every day? I mean, yeah. just by happenstance. I mean, there's a ton of people.
Yeah.
And if they would think, hey, if you don't see a prospect, put your business card in this cup or what, put a bowl out there and say, hey, if you look for prospects in the future, you know, puts your name here so they could catch, you know, 50 people, but I know the people are.
It's amazing. You see that guy there. But it's also amazing, like, I'll walk around NAEP a lot and stuff, but then you see that other person that speaks that guy's exact language.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, and then the conversations and stuff, and those people really come out of their shell because what NAEP has created is their element.
Exactly.
And then they're in it, and it's amazing to see that networking and those people being like, hey, we found each other.
Yeah.
You know, it's just it's an amazing industry. You know, we're also lucky. I've said this before, you know, my sons, when they were younger, they would always say, you know, Mom, you know, do you have to go to work today? And I would always say, no, son, I get to go to work today because it's so exciting to be a part of. You know, we're kind of a different part of the industry, but I love that we're, you know, we get to serve, you know, the industry that powers the world. I mean, literally, it feels so good to think when you look out on that NAEP show floor, how that is stimulating. You know, what we're doing is helping to stimulate the economy and bring power to people. It's really motivational and inspirational.
Yeah.
I love the energy industry. And
yeah.
One thing we didn't talk about, and I'll throw this over to Drew because he's the expert on this, is our international component of NAEP, because it stalled, obviously, during COVID. Mm-hmm. And I'll let Drew kind of talk about that and how it's kind of bouncing back.
Yeah, no, and that's kind of where I started with NAEP. And it's a great story, and it's one thing that we never see. But, you know, there's a lot of countries that bring their leasing rounds to NAEP to market it. So we get a lot of countries that come year after year and year to bring out their leasing rounds because they really don't, like we say, that nobody's really created another NAEP out there. So mm-hmm. we come all the way to the North American Prospect Expo from all over the world to do the exact same thing. And we still run our international program starting on Tuesday with the education. And then on Thursday, we launch their prospects as well. And, you know, when you're pulling out the book and stuff, you go to the international section and there's prospects from all over the world. Of course, majority of those are from minerals departments and stuff and are state-owned, but they're doing the exact same thing that we're doing. They're bringing and educating and saying, hey, we're going to have this leasing round starting there. Back to your one question, the biggest deal I've ever heard rumored in NAEP has come from one of those leasing rounds.
Oh, wow.
And that they solidified and started the relationship for someone who took, you know, a huge leasing round in the billions of dollars.
Wow.
At NAEP.
Wow.
And it's also, too.
Who'd have thought?
So, you know, seeing those people, and I love seeing the international folks year after year. And, you know, that's their time when they come to mm-hmm. Houston and they come to the United States. And that's one of their biggest business trips.
Wow.
So it's always awesome to see the international. And it's very, very nice to start seeing those people come back, too.
Oh, yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah,
it has generated a tremendous amount of interest in the oil and gas patch, and obviously, with people with deals that are just, I mean, where do you show them? Where do you talk to people? And NAEP's the answer. NAEP is definitely the answer, and that's where deals happen, right? Then that's the logo, or then the logo.
Yeah,
if it's not, it should be.
That's it. You got it. Where deals happen. Yeah.
But anyway, Leanne, thank you so much for coming on the Jay Young Show today. Drew, you're unbelievable.
Hey, thank you.
Y'all are awesome.
Thank you so much.
Coming on. And make sure that everybody here, you know, make sure that, you know, if you have any interest in the oil and gas business, you may not want to go to NAEP, but if you're in the oil and gas business, there's nobody that you shouldn't always go to NAEP. Every year It's in February. Mm-hmm. Go to the October. That online thing is not as bad as I thought. I know this is not a necessarily commercial, but I'm saying that it's not.
Yeah.
I thought, man, it's, how can Nate be online? You know what I'm saying? But it's not as bad as you think it is, but it's really good. You do get some connections. You do go to some ways where you can talk and communicate with people.
Absolutely. You online's know? Great, but at the end of the day, we want you to come to the February Absolutely. Show. It'll be the 8th and the 9th in Houston, 2024. NavyExpo.com, registration's open. And I believe right now you can get the best possible pricing until the end of September.
Yeah.
Wow.
And come on the 7th to our reception for our charities and our icebreaker.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Wednesday evening. That's Absolutely. Really when it kicks off.
Yeah, yeah. So Nape Expo 2024, get signed up now and just get in the loop. Get on the emails. I'm sure you got an email chain that when you sign up, you'll start getting
Or call us. You know, we're here to serve the industry, so we'll answer any questions and help you in any way we can.
That's great. That's great. Well, thank you both very much for coming on today, and I'll look forward to the next night.
Yeah, excited.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.